There are few experiences more satisfying than a hot shower after a day of cross-country skiing. Frozen fog flakes catching the sun's rays, shining like tiny fireflies. Breath curling from lips like smoke. Birthing heat out of cold with forward momentum. Expelling energy that builds from trying to care amid a fallen world. Toxic energy. Battling injustice born of ignorance and cruelty. Dominoes of loss and trauma pooling in a well of suffering, sucking us all towards eddies of despair. A hot shower warms and cleanses the anxiety of cold and sweat, lulling and unfolding into relief. And for that moment, all is well. Whatever reality, whether tears fall or a smile forms, it's an offering of resignation, trusting that you, O God, will prevail. But there are times when the shower runs cold, the expectation of reward denied. A small deprivation made worse by the anticipation that you would be present in the water. God, it's hard to trust in you when our symbols of your presence are no longer present. How can our hearts heal if we're deprived of the very experiences that help us to feel your nearness? When we're splashed with cold in our anticipation of warmth, when the wake of our symbols fill with cruelty, we find ourselves in spiritual distress. God, we need you to manifest yourself in our place of deepest need. We need you even more as we face deprivation of justice, of companionship, of love. Reveal yourself to us. Open our eyes to see new symbols of your presence as we strive to be your arms in this world. Help us to feel your power, the kind felt only in part now, but soon we will see face to face. For you are Alpha and Omega, Lord of birth and death, and your spirit blows where it will. Help us to remember you when our minds grow foggy. Don't let the cares of this world choke our hope, the thing with feathers that perches in the soul, frail beauty enduring even the bitter cold of winter when all others have left, fighting despair with bold energy. Hope is what meets us when our symbols have run dry. When our ways of coping are gone and suffering overwhelms us. Hold us, Lord. Remind us that there is a day when you will at last break the bows and shatter the spears. That we will be thrust into stillness as the unfiltered heat of your love burns all selfishness and tends all wounds. Amen.